Good morning, brothers and sisters. Merry Christmas. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180. Well, our topic for today is, what kind of present are you? What kind of present are you? And our scripture comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind everyone that you can hear the recording of Morning Motivation Monday through Friday, if you miss it live, anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern, on my website at feeldfire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I. And we now have a new way for you to follow the show so that you can get the podcast sent directly to your phone each morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. All you need to do is text the letters MM, which stands for Morning Motivation, to 33222. Text MM to 33222. And each morning, Monday through Friday, when the recording is posted at 8 a.m., it will come straight to your phone, and you'll be able to hear it as well as share it. So go to feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. Follow me on Facebook, and then make sure you sign up by texting MM to 33222. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 through 20, reading from the KJV. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these sayings and pondered them in their heart. Now listen to this last verse. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was as it was told unto them. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it with me. What kind of present are you? Now, I want you to turn that around and ask yourself that question. Repeat after me. What kind of present am I? Hallelujah. Now, we know that it is the Christmas holiday weekend, and many of us will be traveling, or others will be coming to us as we celebrate this holiday. I will be flying home to Alabama on tomorrow to see my family, and some of us have not been together in 7 years since my late great aunt passed away. I'm so excited. We are also celebrating the 70th birthday for my mother, so I'm so excited. But what happens when we begin to go home? We begin to think of those people whom we want to see, right? And those people whom we don't want to see. Some of us are excited to see everyone, and some of us don't want to have to see everyone. Some of us will do good just to make it through the dinner, right? The Christmas dinner, much less spending 5 or 6 days or weeks with family or friends. And the reason for that, you know, or the reasons may be many. They may even be justified. They may be righteous reasons. Maybe someone that you have to see has done you wrong. But I come to encourage, and not only to encourage, but really to provoke you today to understand that you have the ability to do what we just read in the Word, which is to change the atmosphere by you being the right kind of present. In other words, instead of focusing on what everyone else has done, instead of focusing on the bad that everyone else has done, you be the light. You be the good present that causes people to glorify God, that causes people to smile when they hear your name, that causes people to rejoice because you, the good present, will be coming into the midst. What kind of present are you? Hallelujah. I don't have but a few minutes, so let me move on here. In today's word, what we saw is how the shepherds begin to praise God after they had been noticed by the angels that the Savior had been born. Think about what the presence of Jesus and then the presence of Jesus, right, brought into the lives of so many. The angels stopped what they were doing to begin to make a formal decree. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Jesus, the present is here. The shepherds stopped what they were doing to receive this decree. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus, the present has come into our presence. And if you go down further, isn't this some good word? Into verses 25 through 30. Simon, the Bible speaks of Simon, a man who had been waiting all his life for the promise of Jesus, wherein the Lord had told him, you will not die until you see the Master. And so even Simon was noticed that Jesus was there. And in verse 28, it states, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. What kind of present are you? And then further down in verses 36 through 38 of that same chapter, Luke chapter 2, the Bible speaks of Anna, the prophetess, who had waited all her life to see the Savior. What kind of present are you? See, when you are the right kind of present, even the enemy will attack you to try to prevent you from being able to fulfill your destiny because he knows the impact that you have on the lives of others. In the book of Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, the Bible talks about King Herod, that once it became known to him that the king had been born, he began to become anxious and fearful, the Bible stated. Why? Because he was the king, and he had no understanding, no conceptualization that Jesus was not sent to be the earthly king, but the spiritual king. So he began to devise in his heart a plan to kill Jesus. See, when you are the right kind of gift, you will go through trials. You will go through persecution. You will suffer attacks because the enemy sees you spiritually. And then even natural enemies see you. They see the anointing on you. They see the power on you. They see that when you come in, lives are changed. Souls are delivered. People are set free from bondage because you have the heart of Christ. What time the present are you? Farther down in Matthew chapter 2, the word talks about the magi or the wise men coming to see Jesus. You see, when you are the right kind, the present, those with great intellect, even those with fame, status, and wealth will seek you out, even if they come by night like Nicodemus did, coming to Jesus saying, "What must I do to be born again?" Because they see the anointing on you. What kind of present are you? Hallelujah. Now, my time is almost run. But when you are the wrong kind of present, we'll know it, because you'll shine and you'll glitter. Thing that glitters ain't gold. You'll look white as the pear-driven snow. But when people come around you, they'll find that you're nothing but bitter salt. You see, even in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 3, the Bible tells us the story of Judas, who sold out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. But then he went after he really realized what he'd done, and he tried to return the 30 pieces of silver. And when he could not, he threw that blood money down and he hanged himself. You see, when you are not the right kind, the present, you are a devised, a schemer, you are a counterfeiter. When you come into the midst, you bring death and destruction. When you open your mouth, you turn the atmosphere from glorious celebration to mess and instigation, to fighting and backbiting, to gossiping. That's what happens when you come in. You're like that present that stays under the tree all day long that no one wants to open, because they know it's that sweater from Aunt Sally that she sends every year. You know that sweater with the reindeer on it. And then it even has a big red bulb on it. And you had to wear it as a kid because it was from Aunt Sally and you couldn't hurt her feelings. But now when everybody see that name tag from Aunt Sally, nobody will open that present. What kind of present are you? Do you change the atmosphere for the better? Are you a light? Are you able to understand that the only reason you exist today, the only reason you're forgiven today, is because God looked beyond your faults, your sins, your old nasty, rotten, dirty, backbiting soul, so you're no better than anyone else? Change the atmosphere. Hallelujah. What kind of present will you be? Will people be waiting on you to walk in the door because they say, "Glory, hallelujah. Come into my presence." Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you this morning. We magnify you, Father. We glorify you for the presence of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for bringing us all the way down to another year. Help us, Lord, to let our light so shine. Help us, God, to do what you said in Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men so that they may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. This is how souls are saved. This is how people are set free, because the word does the work. The word of God does the work, and we are your word personified. We are your word made flesh. We are your word. We are the light. Help us to be a 100 watt bulb. Help us, Lord, to be a 100 watt bulb. Help our lights to shine so brightly that people say, "What must I do to be saved?" In Jesus' name, I pray for everyone who will be traveling, everyone who will be celebrating Christmas. I pray, Father, for those who have to give and those who do not have to give. I pray for those who will receive and those who will not receive. I pray for those, Lord God, who have lost loved ones, those who have people in the hospital, incarcerated, those who have people and loved ones that they can't see for whatever the situation may be. I pray for families, for people. Peace, supernatural, godly peace that passes all understanding. I pray for prosperity. I pray for good times. I pray for great fellowship. I pray that people not get caught up in the commercialization of whether or not they have a present to give, because they have received the greatest gift. I have received the greatest gift, which is your son, Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, I say they are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed when they rise, blessed when they sleep. We cover them. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Come on, I got to give you the altar call. Then I'll assign you your task. And we're going to end with a very special song for Christmas. I want you just to keep praising the Lord as I give the altar call. Just say, I am that light. I am that light. Just speak it out. I am that light. I am a great present. Come on, speak it. I am a great present to my family and friends. If you are not saved or if you're backslidden, I invite you into the family of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. I repent and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember, everyone, get into a great Bible-believing church. Make sure you're attending Sunday school, Bible study. Do not skip out on church Sunday because this is Christmas Eve. Remember, this is about the birth of Jesus. Make sure you tune in live at 6:30 to Morning Motivation or hear the recording after 8 a.m. on feeldfire.com by following me on Facebook. And be sure right now to text the letters MM to 33222. The letters MM to 33222 so you can follow Morning Motivation. All right, our topic for today is, what kind of present are you? Your task for this entire Christmas holiday is to let your light so shine that you be a so that you are a present worth receiving and opening. I'll see you live on Tuesday. Merry Christmas, everybody. Share this with at least three people.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, what happened? Let me tell you something. You can be Aunt Sally's old unopened present sitting there bitter and dried up with your prune turned up lemon face if you want to. I'm glitter. I'm gold. I'm salt. I'm sugar. No, that's not what you want to be. Be the kind of present that everyone wants to open. Let your light shine. Love you. See you Tuesday. We'll be writing your New Year's resolution. Make sure you don't miss next week.